Welcome to Business Smarts Radio with Tom and Dr. Dave, the clean approach to building your successful business. Now, let's introduce Tom Borg and Dr. Dave Miles.
Welcome to Business Smarts Radio with Tom and Dr. Dave, where we bring you the clean approach to building your successful business. And when we mean clean, we're not talking about spick and span and dust mops. We're talking about this podcast is all about the acronym CLEAN. It's all about communication, leadership, engagement,
and no drama.
And no drama. Yes, absolutely. So today in this episode, we want to talk to you a little bit about the reentry and kind of the re-engagement of some of the states and some of the businesses in America. And we're looking at a time where for the past few months, most people have, except essential workers, have been sheltered in place. It's been the quarantine in place with the coronavirus. And we're looking at now a phased reopening of a lot of different businesses in a lot of different states. And that looks different everywhere that you go. But one thing that does look the same everywhere is the fact that, you know, we've been cooped up for a while now, and we've gotten, eventually you start to get used to wherever you're at. And now when things are changing and we don't know what they're going to look like, that always causes stress. And so that's one of the things we're looking at is where can we go to find out as an organization, as a team, where our stressors are, where our levels of stress are, you know, how can we manage this kind of new, let's go back to reopening, but not reopening exactly the way things were before. It's just different. And so that's one of the things we wanted to talk today about is the stress of getting back to the new normal. So Tom, what are some of your thoughts on just the reopening? I know in my state, in Virginia, it's a lot different than where you're at in Michigan. But just in general, I mean, we talked a little bit about this before we started the recording, but what are some things that you've kind of noticed and some things that have been troubling or really positive?
Well, Dave, one of the things we've got to be aware of is that this is a unique time in history. And for any business person that's out there that's trying to run their business, they know they've got challenges they never even thought of before. So what does that do? That creates stress. One of the keys to running a successful business is to minimize stress for your team and for yourself so that you can make rational decisions and you can perform the way you're capable of performing.
Right.
So what we're going to talk a little bit about today is we have a tool that we want to talk about and share with our listeners, and we'll talk about how they can get a link to this and be able to use it themselves for a complimentary. We're going to offer that for you, our listeners here today. So the key is, what can we do? How can we identify this stress? And can we look at what are some of the causes? And then let's see if there's some ways we can deal with it. That's where we're going today.
Cool. Well, yeah, and that's something that for all of our listeners, we've been talking about for a while. We've had this work from home assessment, and which has been great for folks that have, or individuals that have not been used to working from home. And you could take some of those and be able to look at, well, how does that affect your team? And, you know, it gives you your maybe communication style, your behavioral style, and then, you know, how to interact with others. So if you put everything together, you could really kind of work that together on your own to help your team. But Tom and I have been looking at what can we do and what can we offer with, especially with this reintegration back into reopening the economy in different stages. What can we do for organizations and teams a little bit different than just simply what can we do for an individual? So there's a lot of stuff that we can do for individuals, but we've been racking our brains on what can we do to actually help. And this is what we've come up with that we're going to be able to offer to teams and organizations for a limited time to be able to actually help you identify through this organizational diagnostic instrument where you can find these areas of stress. And the way I look at it is you can't fix something if you don't know where it is. And you know,
right.
Not like the name of it, it's stress, but honestly, if there's a incongruence between what you're thinking and what should be, or something that it's different than the way you were expecting it, in some way, any of that starts to cause stress. And whether there's a little bit of stress, it's good. You know, there's some stress that challenges us, But there's a lot of times, especially in an uncertain environment, there's a lot of unhealthy stress, and that can severely adversely impact the performance of a team or an organization. And that's something that we really wanted to try to help out with.
Dave, and to mention to our listeners, not only does stress impact the performance of your team, but also their health levels. So if they're going to be sick, or they're not going to come to work because of their illness, because of the stress that they're experiencing on the job, and it does add up over a period of time.
Yes.
This does directly relate to a person's being there and able to perform and not being sick. So stress has a huge part to play there.
No, that you're absolutely right. It has a tremendous amount, because there's a couple of the statistics that have come out for the American Psychological Association. They did a report back in 2015, 2016 called Stress in America. And they looked at probably the undiagnosed stress causes probably 60% of all illnesses and diseases. They looked at it, almost 3 out of 4
That's
doctor's
incredible.
Visits in this particular survey were due to stress. And this is the one that for our listeners, that's really the key one here. Stress in different forms costs organizations about $300 billion in lost productivity and then medical costs every year. Which,
Dave, repeat that. That is such an astounding figure. Repeat that once more, please.
Absolutely. No, that this was from the American Psychological Association, their Stress in America report. And they said that stress costs organizations approximately $300 billion in lost productivity and increased medical costs every single year.
Wow, that's incredible. And ignore that is like shooting your company in the foot. Because quite frankly, if we want to do the best we can with the people we have, we've got to make sure that they're able to be in an environment where they feel safe and they feel protected. At the same time, they feel they're in a job that taps their true potential, and they're not being sapped in ways that they just can't produce. And as a result, create stress that's going to be destructive and not constructive when it comes to getting their job done.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, looking at the report, when we started doing the research on it, is there's some pretty grim statistics in here as far as stress in organizations. But what got me was this was way before the coronavirus. I mean, you were talking about stress and upheaval now compared to then. I mean, even the stats that are here just completely, we talk about 75% out of the report, 75% of the people reported experienced at least one stress symptom in the last month. 46% of the people felt depressed or sad due to stress in the last month and 30 days. 43% of them said that stress had kept them awake at night in the last month. And then 26% of them say stress has increased in the last year. But with everything going on now, I mean, stress levels obviously have just been through the roof because we're not at work, or we're essential personnel and we're around all these people and, putting themselves at risk, or struggling with the business or trying to get a job. So it's just really put a tremendous stress load on individuals and by default organizations. So even the statistics that they have really just probably have no relation to the level of stress that's going on right now.
All right. So Dave, let's take a look at this stress index report, and we're going to talk a little bit about each of the seven areas that a person can experience stress, and we're going to discuss some of the options a person could have once those areas have been identified. So let's start with the first one. We're looking at our stress index summary, but we're looking at a report that Dave and I handle. It's called the Stress Quotient, and it identifies stressful areas in a person's life in seven different areas, and then again gives them a strategy or plan on how to address those concerns. So let's take a look. What's the first one on the list, Dave, in our report?
Sure. Well, there's seven of them total. So I want to just list everybody for the listeners what the seven are, and then let's go to the and then we'll go to there. So
yes.
The seven of them, the ways that stress manifests itself in an organization that we measure here is there's one for demand. There's an effort reward balance. There's the amount of control that someone has over the job and the control that they feel. Just organizational change in general, the way they relate to their manager and supervisors, number five. Their amount of social support is important, and that's number six. Mm-hmm. And then their job security, so it's number seven. So let's look at the first one on demand. So one of the things as far as demand goes is I mean, you want to have a challenge at work. You want to be, you don't want something that's not challenging your skill level. And you, you want to have that little bit of a challenge to be engaged. But if the challenges escalate to the point that they're overwhelming and it becomes a very highly demanding job, that can cause a lot of stress. And often what happens is it's a result of poorly designed jobs. Sometimes stress resulting from excessive demand happens when workloads become way overwhelming or the skills and talents that you have don't match the position. So it's either a poorly designed job, it's just absolutely too much for one person to do, or the third is it's just not a good match. It's a not a great fit for that person to that job. Nothing wrong with the job, nothing wrong with the person, but sometimes it's just not the best fit.
That's right.
So, and the second one was an effort reward balance. So a lot of times when you have high levels of output and you're working your butt off and that effort are met with minimal rewards, and we're not always talking about pay, but I mean, that could be pay. That could be a promotion. That could be a simple recognition for a job well done. But when someone's really putting out and just working their butt off and they don't feel like they're getting any kind of recognition or rewards for that, an individual stress can absolutely skyrocket. So without that kind of effort versus reward balance, employees can get just disconnected, disengaged, unmotivated, and sometimes even angry. I mean, they just, why am I doing
that? I think part of that is too, Dave, is the people aren't being communicated with, or they're not communicating to their boss or supervisor. So they're just taking this all on. They're just thinking they're going to do what they have to do the job. But there's a disconnect, and that's going to create these demands on them that really are not going to be healthy in the long run.
Yep. And sometimes people have to remember the communication isn't just from the leader down, it's from them up, because, you know, leaders aren't mind readers. I mean, they don't, sometimes that there's a lot of stuff that you might do that goes unnoticed because they don't see it, and you might have to let them know about that. So the next one is control. So if you, anytime you feel powerless in a situation, I mean, that's just a universal job, a universal cause of stress, but especially when it comes to a job, if you feel powerless in that job. So if you have a lack of control from having, if you're in a management position, for example, and you have a high amount of responsibility to get things done, but your upper levels don't give you the authority to do it. One, it's just an awful leadership principle to be able to do that, is that you can't properly delegate responsibility without delegating the authority to do the job you're asking them to do. But when that happens, or people aren't being heard or not being involved with others and they don't understand your work, that difference between your high level of responsibility and that low level of authority to do it causes a ton of stress. And that's something that can really manifest in an organization.
Another extension of that could be where you're working at a position, your salary, and you just have to get the job done. And so you're there from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. every day of the week. I mean, that's how you control that. You know, you just can't get everything done that they want you to do in a normal amount of time. And so you're in there 7 days a week in some cases. So that type of stress factor where you have no control.
Right. And that can come from, you know, you've got the responsibility to get it done, but not the authority to delegate that down to people below you. And that's
right.
That's a perfect example, Tom. So thanks. No, I appreciate that. The next one is organizational change. And I mean, right now we're everything in every organization has changed. I mean, everything is different. So, I mean, that's obviously on its face, that's going to be high. But when you have normal changes in an organization, anywhere from management restructuring to new policies and procedures, all those things impact individuals differently. Some people are, roll with the punches. And some are like, wait a minute, we've been doing this for years. Why are you changing it now? But for a lot of people, it really brings a lot of apprehension, a lot of insecurity, a lot of confusion. Mm-hmm. And all that can raise stress levels, especially when the change is not properly communicated or properly understood.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can tell them all day long.
Well, we're creatures of habit.
Exactly.
Well, we're creatures of habit. And our people are creatures of habit as well. So when we start to change that form that they work within, it can create issues that we're not even aware of. And as a result, stress levels go up.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things where, especially when you can communicate all day long, but how effective is the communication that you're doing? Are you just simply flooding people with emails? Because I know right now, everybody's email box is jammed full and we're getting so much stuff all the time. You saying, I communicated to my people, I put it in an email. Sometimes that's not always as effective as it could be.
No.
So the next one is a manager-supervisor kind of relationship, because obviously reasonable directives from your boss should be expected. That's what you're there for, is to get direction and guidance from your boss. But it's when he or she creates enormous pressure on the person or enormous challenges to the point of hindering the workload, it can really cause stress to increase. Mm-hmm. So that's one that we always like
to And Dave, remember, number one reason why people will leave a position or a company, it's not the job, it's the boss. And that's right, where we're seeing it right there. The manager or supervisor stress level that's put on that individual employee.
Definitely an old adage, but like I said, and I know even John Maxwell talks quite a bit about it, is like I said, people don't leave organizations, people leave people. And the next one is social support. So if they're in an unsupportive social environment, it can cause a lot of workplace stress. So, I mean, and that comes down a little bit to the managers, because if the managers don't provide clear and consistent information, and then the coworkers, if they don't fail to help each other out, and you feel like you're there by yourself, okay, I'm the only one doing anything. All these guys are sitting around not doing anything. I'm the one trying to keep this place going. And you, it may not be accurate, but it's the way you feel, you know. It makes it tough, and then you can feel really unengaged and unproductive at that point. And you're just like, why am I, if I'm not going to get the help from my managers or the other coworkers, if they don't care, why should I care? And that could be a big cause of stress.
They start to feel like they're fighting this battle on their own. They don't have the support or the social connectedness to the rest of the team. And you've seen it, the clients you've worked with, I've seen with the clients I work with, they kind of put people off to the side and they're left to operate the best way they can. But frankly, they're just not getting the support they need from the rest of their team or their boss for that matter. And as a result, they're going to be stressed out and unhappy with what they're doing.
Absolutely. And then the final one that it takes a look at is job security, because I mean, there's nothing more stressful than not knowing, am I going to have a job? Am I not going to have a job? What's going to happen with my job? And a lot of times in these types of situations, the same job might not be there. You're still working for the same company, but your job may be a little bit different now because of just the new realities of the way businesses have to operate now. So, but however though, stress can also be caused by a lack of advancement, being promoted too slowly, or being promoted too quickly to be successful. I mean, there's nothing more stressful than being put in a job situation that you're not equipped for, or that you know you're the best candidate. What's that?
Well, that they don't get the training they need or the support that they need. Could be something like simple software, updated version of what they need to operate on the job, or could be the fact they need some training. Or in some cases, they need leadership training. If they've been promoted to a position where they're now supervising others, that can create some issues, especially if they work as peers with these people before they're promoted. So all of those things can go into the mix.
Exactly. Because if you think about it, I mean, just because you're the best technician doesn't mean you're the best supervisor. I mean, the old adage of, you know, the example of having the best salesperson being now the sales manager. Well, now you've promoted him into a position that he doesn't want. He's not equipped for it because you haven't given him the leadership training beforehand. And consequently, you've just lost your best salesman because now he's trying to manage everybody else. So both can be very stressful. Promoted too quickly without the proper training and experience, and also being promoted too slowly or getting passed up and know that you're qualified and there's nowhere to advance in an organization. So that's the last one. So that's what the report looks at. And I think one of the things we talked about is it looks at it on an individual basis, which is nice. And that's one of the things we're going to offer, is that, hey, just contact Tom, contact myself. We'd be more than happy to send you one for an individual basis. But what I love about this, and this is, to me, this is the real power of this. This is why I get excited about this particular diagnostic tool, which, I mean, you think, why you get excited about a diagnostic tool? It's just a survey. But when you can do this anonymously throughout your whole organization, and that way you really get capture an idea of where some of the issues are. I'm just such a huge fan of, you can't fix it if you don't know what's broken. And if you, or where you can just improve. And then, you know, hey, we're doing great over here. Positive. This is wonderful. But over here, we could kind of use some help. So if you're trying to really get your organization retooled, reintegrated, reopened, figure out exactly where some of these stressors are so you can do something about it, Mm-hmm. Not just thinking well, guess at it, but actually have some hard data.
Absolutely. So what we're saying is we're going to offer this to our listeners here today. They can get an opportunity to get a link from us, and they can take this assessment for themselves individually. And we will also make it available to the rest of the organization for no charge, or complimentary, and it'll be in an anonymous format. So they're not going to actually spell out people's names, but we'll be able to see from the report, we'll see which areas of the organization are having higher levels of stress and have a plan or strategy, what that debriefing that we offer, to allow that team to put into place some strategies that are going to allow them to bring these stress levels down and to resolve some of the concerns or issues that are within the organization. So we're going to offer that as a complimentary offer here today, just because we want to do something to help the community and at the same time be able to position your company for greater success. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like we talked about at the very beginning of the podcast, we've had a couple of resources that we've been able to send out to people to help them on more of an individual basis to kind of overcome this shock of working remotely when you didn't used to. But, you know, we've been looking for something that we can do to really kind of help some of the businesses in our local communities be able to better deal with some of the stressors of, you know, just the quarantine in general, but also the reintegration as we're going forward. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of those things that after him and I worked together a while and tried to figure out exactly what we wanted to be able to give back to the community. This is the best thing, because it's not just an individual assessment. You get a great snapshot of your team or your organization and exactly where some of the potential problems could lie and where you're doing well. That's the cool thing. It's not all bad. It's just, you know, where are you doing well and where could you improve and try to figure out why things are the way they are and come up with a way to try to deal with them. So that way you're better able to survive. You're better able to thrive. You're better able to weather the storm and kind of get through this and hopefully better out on the other end than before.
That's right, to position their company to be in a better place once we get past this COVID-19 experience. We know that there was a beginning, we're somewhere in the middle right now, and once we get through all this, you want to have your company positioned or your organization positioned to be in a place where now it's further ahead than it was before you went into this whole situation. So that's possible if we take this time and use it in a way that can give us the tools that we need to come out on the other end of this in a way that's going to move us forward closer to our goals as an organization.
Yes. So in conclusion, if you want to get an individual copy of this that you can take and preview before you talk about putting it to your whole organization, it's still complimentary to you and your organization, but just reach out to either one of us, either tom@tomborg.com or dave@drdavemiles.com. Either one will be happy to send you a link, and that way you can take the assessment. Like I said, we're able to at least do this through the end of June, as far as we know. It's just a limited time for a few weeks that we have this up that we're able to do it. But go ahead and send us an email. We'd be more than reach out. We'd be more than happy to send this over there to you. And it's just something that, like I said, we're doing as a public service to try to help organizations and help teams kind of weather this and figure out where they could come out the other side, hopefully better.
Yeah, and then what that also includes is we will do a follow-up phone call with you to help you debrief and make sense of this report and see which way you can go with it to get those changes that you want to see happen in your organization.
Oh, absolutely. Because like any assessment, there's very few of them beyond maybe that working from home one that we said that's in-depth, that has a lot of information that's not valuable to sit down and actually go through it and debrief it with you. So yes, that's when you take a look at that, we'll absolutely go through a whole debrief with yours personally, but then we can set up your whole team to be able to take this and go through that whole organizational report and team report to be able to really hone in on the good, the bad, and hopefully not quite that much ugly.
Yeah, that's a great offer. It's a great offer.
Any final thoughts, Tom?
Well, I think right now we are living in unprecedented times, and we need to take some action and get some tools in our toolbox. They're going to allow us to make the best of these times. That's my final words of advice today.
Cool. Well, like I said, reach out to either one of us. Like I said, this is something that we wanted to do for our listeners, and we try to do this to really hopefully pour into our local communities. Either email Tom at tomborg.com, T-O-M-B-O-R-G, or Dave at drdavemiles.com, D-R-D-A-V-E-M-I-L-E-S. And we'd be more than happy to send that over there to you for free, no obligation. Just take it. We'll run through it with you. See what it's like. We can set up your whole organization for it. Same thing, free for your team, for your organization, at least for a limited time to the end of June. So beyond that, I thank you guys for watching Business Smarts Radio. Well, hopefully this is something that us being able to give back to you guys for supporting our podcast, it's going to be helpful to you. So please make sure, like I said, remember that we're all about clean on this podcast, which is communication, leadership, engagement.
And no drama.
Yes, and no drama. So anyway, you all take care, and we will see you on the next episode.